Welcome back to the Border Patrol Live on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Right now, we're very happy to be joined by Chiefs wide receiver Sammy Watkins. Sammy, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, man?
You know what? Not as good as you. After that performance to start the season off, 9 catches for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns. Look, you were prophetic. Last Friday, you met with reporters and you said that you thought you were going to have your best season. And I don't know if you thought that was coming, 198 yards and 3 touchdowns, but how did it feel to be on that field in Jacksonville on Sunday, just be absolutely dominating?
It felt great. Not that I knew I was going to get all those catches and yards, but it was wonderful, man. I think that was well needed for me, the team, and I haven't had a day like that in a while. And just to go out there and execute and have fun doing it and catching the passes, running, making moves and juking people and scoring touchdowns, that's the best feeling ever.
So let's go back to that Friday and why you said you thought you were going to have your best year. I know that I've seen that you talked about your diet and some different things you did in the offseason. What did you do this offseason to make you feel confident that you were going to have your best year ever?
I think I just trusted in the people that I had around me, Rick, the training staff, the coaches. Usually I'd be doing crazy stuff, trying to work out on my own, and really don't, you know, as an athlete, you really don't know what to do or how much to do. So I just set time down and relaxed and took vacation with my family, kind of looked back on last year and kind of tried to evaluate myself. What can I do better? How can I change my energy and come in every day and give off great energy and come prepared every day and come ready to practice? And I think now it's my preparation. I think how I prepare, I know how to prepare and how the coaches want me to prepare. So I can go out every day and put that effort in and work hard and knowing what coach want out of me, knowing what Pat want out of me, knowing what my team want out of me, and literally just have fun doing it. I think that's the biggest thing I bring this year is my energy and my positivity, my love. And if I can keep doing that, you know, good things keep happening.
How is that different from, let's say, when you first entered the league with the Buffalo Bills? How has your attitude or your energy changed?
I can just say I wasn't the person I am today. I think I was young, egotistical, wanting the ball, yard stats. Wasn't really caring about what else happened. And now I'm on a team to where I can sit back and get a different perspective on, okay, man, this team is winning. They have a lot of great athletes already. What can I do to help this team? And that's literally just come every day and work with the workers mentality, not kind of being off to myself. Now I'm around the guys talking, joking, having fun. I think last year I was kind of trying to feel my way out, not really knowing anyone. And now I'm just kind of open book to receive energy, to give great energy. And I think that's have changed my whole game and my life.
And what was the biggest change to your diet?
Really just trying to eat healthy. I think it's my wife. Just trying to stop eating a lot of meat and trying to balance my diet, trying to be around 205 and not 215 to where I can run and have fun and play and not get tired. And I think that's the biggest change in my diet, to where I can literally go out there and run and have fun, to where I'm not asking for a rep off. I'm not looking at coach like, man, I'm tired, I can't go no more. Now coach guy literally like dragged me to get off. I was like, man. So it's a good feeling to literally know how to practice. And I wasn't at this place last year or any time in my life. That's why I'm kind of happy that I came here, because they make me be my best. If I'm even going out there slow and I can just see Coach Reed like giving me that stare, so I'm like, okay, I got to turn it up. So it's great being here.
So once again, we're visiting with Sammy Watkins. You cut out most meat or some meat? Like what are we talking here?
I'm not saying I'm not a meat eater of all these vegetarians, not to knock them, but I just slowed down with eating pork and a lot of things that I feel like goes against my body, my body type. And I think since I did that, I have that stamina, I have that drive, I have that focus, and I can literally go out, like I said, and have fun and run around and play.
Is there any type of healthy food, whether it's like a vegetable or something like that, that you used to think that you hated? And now you've come around to deciding, you know what, this isn't so bad. I like this now.
I think I still hate all of it.
You haven't come around. You're just forcing yourself to eat
it,
huh?
Kind of thing that you're just trying to do to make your body feel good. And I never ate anything. I was like the biggest meat eater ever. And then when I got my wife, she trying to change my diet, and I'm finally like, okay, let me try to follow this routine.
See, my wife has changed my diet a lot because she's a really good cook. So she found a way, she prepares vegetables in a way that what I used to think were disgusting, actually, they taste all right. Yeah. You know, that's what the biggest difference for me, but nothing, it hasn't come around for you like that?
I think it's the same thing. They kind of, you know, throw their seasoning in there, you know what I mean, and onions and stuff that I don't eat, to where you don't really taste the vegetable. You taste the seasoning, and I think that's the easy part. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't eat it.
Right.
So she's been doing a great job with doing that.
So she's the MVP right now.
For sure. She always been.
So leading up to that game, Travis Kelce had said that the Jags last year, they tried to be the bullies out there. And, you know, you got to stand up to the bully. And so, boy, it got chippy out there. And there was one block in particular that you put on, I think, Miles Jack, that he didn't seem to like very much. And then all that started to happen. What was the vibe out there, because it seemed like things were starting to get out of hand before they calmed down, but you know, first game of the year, but it seemed like that was there was a good back and forth going between you guys.
I think that's our mentality. I think guys kind of already mad before we go out there. I feel like we have so many stars and athletes on our team to where we playing fast and everybody's catching the ball. I think the defenders be angry anyways, but I think it's a particular play where the guy got mad, and, you know, I had my guys around me, protecting them, and, you know what I mean, that's how we move. We all connected. We're going to protect each other, and that's the best feeling, man, when you got your brothers fighting for each other, and we all out there, and it, literally any moment, you got guys popping out of nowhere like, hey, what's up? But we got to keep focused on football and not with the extra stuff, but it was a great feeling to have us out there.
You can kind of feel it when you're in their head, and then they start to lose composure because they're mad because you guys are scoring. I mean, that you know when you're getting to them, right?
Oh yeah, you can sense it, man. From us, we just can see guys quitting, and that's when we kind of keep going, and then eventually, you know, the D line start quitting, and then once the D line start, you know, Pat just back there patting the ball, just picking and choosing who to throw the ball to. I think that's the special part about our offense. We can see it. And we know when guys are quitting, we like, hey, man, they quitting. Like, let's go. Let's step on the gas even more. And that's the unique thing about our offense.
So when you talk about how many, you know, speed merchants you guys have on the field at one time, we know that NFL defenses can't keep up. I remember when I was a kid, I used to play pickup basketball with my dad all the time, and he could beat me. But then once I got to a certain age where I was a little quicker than he was, he just started fouling the hell out of me, you know, like because it was like that was the only way he could keep up once I got to, like, high school age. Is that what NFL teams try to do with you guys? Like, in other words, if they know they can't keep up with you, do they just try to get physical, rough you up? Is that something you guys just have to deal with on a week-in, week-out basis?
I definitely think the coach is telling them something, whether it's trying to distract us off the line, whether it's trying to push us down in zones or try to chip us. I think, man, we just got to continue to do what we're doing. We're going to get a lot of stuff coming from a lot of different defenses and a lot of different styles of play. So if we continue to focus and prepare for everything like we've been doing, I think we'll be fine. But we definitely, guys going to be chipping, guys going to be after us the whole season, being at what we did last year. So we definitely got to push our focus and our level of preparation up even higher, because I feel like, guys, it's real.
And now Tyreek's going to be out for a couple of weeks, and you step into the number one receiver role, but you got Travis Kelce, and like Nate said, so many guys with such tremendous speed and talent. DeMarcus Robinson, and now Mecole Hardman's got to step up. How do you feel this offense is going to operate? We saw how well it was, how well you guys moved the football on Sunday. But, you know, moving forward now without Tyreek, everyone's got to put a little bit more on their shoulders, right?
Oh, for sure. I think it still would be hard without him. That's a guy that definitely create different matchup changes. So we're going to have to be on it. Everybody on the field, we're going to have to execute and prepare the right way, because he's a big, intricate part to our offense. So, we're going to have to be on it more than we usually are, and we're going to have guys that come back and step up and make plays. But we definitely going to have to come out and prepare each week like he's not there, and just try to fight for him until he come back, because it's a guy that we're going to definitely miss.
What advice do you offer a kid like Mecole Hardman, who is going to, you know, get his workload increased and still trying to find his way in the NFL? Mm-hmm. You've been there and done that.
Take advantage of every opportunity, and you got to prepare just like Tyreek did. You know, you got to look similar to Tyreek Hill and make your impact and make your known. I mean, you could draft in the second round, so you got to come out and execute and play. And I know he's young and he's haven't had that much experience, but I definitely think the way that coach prepares mentally, physically, I think he'll definitely come in and make some plays, and think he'll contribute to our win.
We're visiting with Sammy Watkins. Sammy, you've been saying some things since this big game you had against the Jags that I think are really interesting. You just said to us a little while ago that maybe earlier in your career you were a little bit more about yourself, and now it's more about the team, and you kind of open your mind up to that. You also said in the post game the other day several times about allowing people to help you. And I'm just curious where that comes from. First off, maybe the part earlier in your career and life, did you maybe not trust people to help you, or why do you think that was, that you were not as open to help and to everything around you as you are today?
I think I was early on. I just wasn't aware.
Okay.
And then once you get traded, you know what I mean, from a team that you kind of wanted to be at, mm-hmm. Buffalo, and think your trust kind of, you just kind of sit back and not trust the coaches, not trust the situation or anything that's going on. Then you go to the Rams and you kind of having fun and you balling, but you're not getting the ball. So you're like, well, I'm not getting the ball. So, mm-hmm. My trust went down a lot. And then finally I just started to say, man, why let that take my trust away and my love for the game? And once I started trusting my game and my confidence and literally trusting the coaches again, trusting the players, and literally knowing that I'm receiving help, not just from the coaches, but from the players also. And just really opened myself up to receive that help. And now I feel like, you know, I got the most help around the team and great energy, great vibes, and I want to continue to keep building that.
When you get as close to the Super Bowl as you guys did last year, did that have anything to do with changing your outlook just in terms of, you know, guys? I heard Patrick Mahomes say the other day, guys on this team aren't worried about how many touches they get,
yeah,
or who's getting the yards on this game or that game. Did that make a big difference, just seeing how close you guys are to being to the promised land?
For sure. And knowing what type of team and situation that we all in. We have so many guys that can go out there and get 1,000 yards or 2,000 yards. But that's not the situation we're in. We got a bunch of group of guys that's fighting for one coming goal, and that's to win. And I have to follow the same suit. And I feel like once we all moving off that same vibe and same energy, the sky's the limit. You know, we can continue to win and continue to build for the next 2 years, and, you know, hopefully win one Super Bowl and another one and another one. That's the motto.
The vibe and energy will be a little different in Oakland on Sunday with the Chiefs and the Raiders. I'm not sure how you would describe that. But this is the last time the Chiefs are going to be playing in Oakland against the Raiders. And it's playing on some dirt will be out there on the field, so it's a little bit of a different experience. You've already had a chance to be a part of this rivalry. So what is the vibe and energy like playing in Oakland in front of those crazed fans in the black hole?
I think it's fun. Honestly, as a player, I feel like I've been here, we play great on the road, and we literally go out and we have fun. It's like a different world, a different environment. And, it's a great feeling when you can silence everybody and you can literally just look in the crowd and just see people leaving. I think that's our drive and our focus. And, definitely a great experience to go out there and play out there, but we go out there on a business trip and literally we're going to go have fun and enjoy it, but we're going to play ball.
What's it like playing on that dirt?
I think before the game, it's kind of like, oh, I hate it. You slipping and falling. Then once you get in the game, it kind of go away. You kind of in football mode, whatever's out there. We can't really control the conditions or the field. And I played out there a couple of times, and I didn't slip and fall. But, hey, I'm trying to keep it that way. So hopefully we have the right cleats and stuff where we can go run great routes and run around and score touchdowns and catch balls.
All right, Sammy, before we let you go, I want to ask you one thing because it's crazy. I was on the way out here to the facility today. I was listening to a college football podcast, and they had Scott Satterfield, who is the head coach at Louisville. And back when you were a high school kid, he was at Florida International as an offensive coordinator. But they asked him at the end of the interview, who was the greatest high school athlete you ever saw when you were out recruiting? And he could have named anybody in the world, and he said without even hesitation, Sammy Watkins. I went down to watch him in Fort Myers, and that kid was the most explosive athlete I've ever seen in my life. So take me back to Fort Myers, Florida. What was Sammy Watkins like were you just dominating at the high school level at that time?
It was like a man amongst boys. And I had a great team and great coaches, and trained well, literally eat, breathe, sleep football. And that's what I'm trying to get back to, that kid that was in high school, literally running around and everybody looking like, man, this is unfair. I'm trying to bring that back to the league. I think I still have that capability, you know, that ability to literally dominate a defense and take over a game. And if I can get back to that level of play and that fun, that kid, that joy of scoring touchdowns, catching balls, and winning games, I think that'll definitely propel my career.
And the guy you played for, Dabo Sweeney, he's building a dynasty down in Clemson. I mean,
yeah.
So what was it like playing for him? I mean, you got to be thrilled watching what he's doing with your school.
I think I get the same atmosphere here with the coaching staff. With we're gonna be great, we're gonna have fun, but I'm gonna push you over your limit. And I think that's what I was missing in my career. A coach that was gonna watch me every play and be on my behind and make sure I'm doing the same thing that all 75 guys doing. I think I have that here to where I can be my best. And even though I don't want to go out there and be my best, I'm going to be my best because I have a coach staring at me, watching me, and all drilling me like, let's go. So Dabo, I think, prepared me for the league and for this situation to go through that hard time and have those injuries to now to where I'm slowly becoming that player again. And I just got to continue to stay focused and stay on the grind.
All right, final question for you. I'm a fan of your Twitter account, at Sammy Watkins, King Me. And so we'll read some of your tweets on the air, and our producer Jake is locked in, man. You guys, yeah. You guys connect. And so,
he's a meditator. He likes to meditate a lot.
He meditates. He's mm-hmm. He's lost like 170 pounds. He's and he takes
I do it every serious. Morning.
Yeah. Right, so
he,
do you really?
He meditates, yeah. And he tries to get us. I'm too out there all over the place, but I want to meditate. So we read this today, and I just want you to just, if you could elaborate and tell me, because Jake, it connected with Jake, and we're trying, because we want to connect on your level, Sammy. And so when you say, I've went through every phase to get to this point in my life, always remember, nothing is really ever happening to you. We're just here on experience to live our best life and learn and flow and grow and be the best you. And so what does that mean to you? You tweeted that out, and like Jake was like, oh, yeah, I get it. And so we want to understand the way Jake does. So what does that mean?
I feel like we all go through hard times. Nobody here haven't went through a hard time or a situation to where you want to quit or give up or just, you know, leave Earth. But I think I have went through every stage and phase of the league. And, you know, going as a kid, you know, you're having all the success through Pop Warner High School and college, and you never had an injury, or you never went through that situation where you had to take the back seat to another player or just kind of sit back and evaluate yourself. And I had that time to where I did. And, I had two or three injuries back to back and wasn't living right and was doing everything in the world. And not to say living right, but I was just unconsciously just doing whatever and not thinking about the people, not thinking about my family, my wife, my kids. And then, the part about just experience, I feel like we all just here experiencing life. Life is not that serious. I think we take it too serious. I think if we just open up our hearts to love and be free and have joy and peace and harmony for everybody in the universe, I think that we all can do better. And the whole part about growing and continue to grow and flow with life, and meaning we can't control everything that's happening. Only thing that we control is our actions, our reactions, and what we do. And that was a part of just me going on this year with, I can't control everything. Only thing I control is my actions, my play on that field. I can't control if I'm getting the ball. I can't control if I'm scoring touchdowns. Only thing I can do is go run the fastest, the best route, and try to get open. Everything else, I don't care about. And that's the whole part about just letting go and being free in this experience, this life, this everything, even the bodies we in, is just a temporary thing.
You could be my life coach. I mean, I know you're busy, but you're saying this, and I'm looking up, and I see you scoring against the Denver Broncos, and this is a very surreal moment for me. And
yeah, that ain't me.
I feel like you got – oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I feel like you got – I mean, you got my mind right, you know, like ready for the weekend now. So that's all.
So Jake has me on this Headspace app. That's where he's teaching me to do some – our producer we're talking about, he does all this meditation. He got me on Headspace. What do you do to meditate? Do you have an app, or do you just do this on your own? How did you learn how to do this?
My aunt told me to get into it. And yeah. She was like, I feel like every time I had a thought or anything, she'd call me. So I'm like, what the freak? So now I know the spiritual realm is real and the spiritual connection is real. That's someone that's always been helping me. I feel like God me, protecting me. And she's like, you need to start meditating. That's the next phase that you need to go through. And I literally picked it up and, you know, put on some tunes or whatever, meditation. And sometimes I don't, but I've been starting to get up at like 4:30 in the morning and go outside and just kind of just silence myself out, quiet, and just breathe and stuff like that. And just literally what I want for the day, what energy I want to move off the day. And I feel like it works. I come into work and everybody's like, hi, Sammy. What's up, Sammy? And just spreading great energy. I think everyone needs to meditate and get solitude instead of trying to go out and get experiences or chase this high or, oh, I got to do this. And I feel like
put these phones down.
For sure. The phones definitely get me and get everybody else. So just meditation, just kind of let all the thoughts that you're dealing with throughout the day filter through and you deal with them and you kind of realize like, okay, that's not me. This is just a thought. And you kind of cleanse it out like that.
Let's hope you can get the Raiders fans to meditate on a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Sammy, we're happy for your success, man. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
That's Sammy Watkins with some great stuff, man. Sammy Watkins, back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.